Hello?
Hello. Can you speak with Benjamin?
Speaking.
Hi, good morning. I do apologize. Good afternoon. My name is George. I'm with Restorify. We're calling to speak with you about a brand new opportunity we have. Well, this call is being recorded for quality. We are a part of the Intoxilock brand. A reason for my call is to talk to you about filing for an expungement. Are you aware what an expungement can do for you? For your DWI, sir.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah, I don't think they're going to... Ooh, he's after somebody. I don't think they're going to expunge it, though. I mean, it's really old, but they might. It's over 15 years old.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, do you know if it's a felony or a misdemeanor? To apologize.
No, I don't have any felony DUIs.
Okay. The one that you have now that's been 15 years, that's the only one you have? You have no more? If you don't mind.
No, okay. I've had four of them. That was the fourth one, but they didn't charge me a felony. They just gave me it was just at the time that they just passed the law that if you had four any time in your life that you can get a felony for it, but the judge decided that I didn't need that, so he gave me a misdemeanor, a gross misdemeanor.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know that. Well, I'm glad that, you know, after supposedly, I mean, I've read the material from...
Are you a lawyer?
And after... No, sir. I helped
them out.
How'd
you get my number?
We got the number from the Interlock program, the device that they place in your vehicle.
Yeah, Interlock.
We
had
just
a name device.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going on. But if I didn't have that other DUI on there, I don't think I'd have to do... I don't know what the new requirement would be then. I think I still have to do, because I think after three of them, you have to do it for 3 years anyway. So it really wouldn't matter if I got it expunged, because I'd still have three of them on my record.
Okay. Well, what we can do for you is check. It's for free and completely
private.
Oh,
it is free. Well, hell, and it's private. I'll for sure try it. Yeah, thanks for calling me then. If you guys are just going to try to work for me to do it, that's great.
Actually,
what's the hidden message then? I mean, you guys got to be getting something out of it. You guys can't be calling people all day long to try to help them get stuff expunged for free. I mean, what do you guys need out of it?
Well, allow me to explain. If you do pass the pre-screening, then you will go to the second phase of the process, and we'll walk you through it in more detail. Now, our service is only going to cost $99. That's it. We always check first to see if your DWIs are expungible or not. And that part is free. And then after that, since it's a self-paced
How many can
process,
you get expunged?
All of them. If
All
if,
of them?
If you get three, yes, if you get three, then you can do all three. It just depends on the pre-screening, what's going to come back.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, you can do the pre-screening for free. And then once you get them expunged, we can talk about payment, because I would never pay $100. That's just like me putting $100 into a gambling machine or going to the casino and saying, well, I might win if I give you $100, you know, but shit, if you don't get anything expunged, do I get my money back? I don't think that's how a casino works either. A casino, they take your money and you don't get your money back if you lose. So I don't know what happens if I lose.
Well, actually, it's not a guaranteed. That they
right,
get
nothing
expunged.
Guaranteed here. You're just getting $100 you're getting $100 guaranteed though, aren't you?
Not me, the company
here.
Is.
Well, the company is, yeah, you.
Yeah, they
just
pay me my hourly wage. Yeah.
No, I know that, but what I'm saying you work for the company, so your company is getting $100 no matter what. That's the only guaranteed part about this conversation, is that your company is going to get $100 and they might be able to help me. That's what you're telling me, right?
Yes, Mr. Benjamin. But the decision
You don't have to convince me. You don't have to convince me. I'm a good person on numbers. I gamble every day, and this is not one I want to do.
Okay, I do.
I've already got a thing set up with the state. I got to handle that. But, you know, I appreciate the call and all, but it was interesting at first. But then I knew there was something. You guys had to get something out of this. So, all right. Well, thank you.
Well, may I continue and just send you the pre-screening to see if some of them are able to get expunged or not? And
yeah, but even if they are, So the pre-screening, I'll even go a layer deeper if you want to. So you're going to tell me that if the pre-screening says that they'll get expunged, that should be a guarantee? Is that what you're telling me?
No.
So that's not even a guarantee.
No. Because
there's no guarantees, yeah.
Allow me to explain, Mr. Benjamin. That part there is up to the judge.